In September, the University of Arkansas School of Journalism and Strategic Media officially took over the daily analysis of statewide COVID-19 data that's published at arkansascovid.com. The project was started by journalist and small business owner Misty Orpin earlier this year. Over the last month, journalism students have adapted to the Arkansas Department of Health's new approach to sharing virus-related information. To learn more about trends in the data during the month of September, yesterday I spoke with U of A senior journalism student Mary Hennigan and graduate student Katie Sider. To begin our conversation, Mary discussed some of the growing pains associated with taking over the management of ArkansasCOVID.com.
The transition was, you know, a little bit rocky at first. We had a lot of information that was changing. So we had to deal with changes from the Arkansas Department of Health. So that kind of translated into a new workflow for us. Now we are, you know, a couple weeks in and we have some experience under our belt and things are going more smoothly now. Right now we're working on getting our website more mobile friendly. So that will again be another transitional period for us.
One of the things the ADH has changed is having confirmed cases as well as probable cases. So how has that impacted your reporting?
So with the Arkansas Department of Health, they did incorporate the probable cases, which is the antigen testing. So in our numbers, we report, so if there were 500 new cases today, PCR, and there were 400 antigen, we would report those as 900. Where the state separates those, we combine them and report that as all new cases for the day.
It's now October, and so we're going to look back at September. What is the first thing that you want to talk about in terms of what you've seen in trends or from analyzing the numbers?
So with the incorporation of the probable cases for September, it kind of changed the totals. So previously, we were just doing confirmed PCR tests. And so it's hard to compare to other months, the averages for September, because September will be higher because we are including more numbers. So we look at the daily new cases, and for September, the average, including probable cases, topped 700. It was 736 new cases every day. And that is quite a lot. And although we can't compare it to other months exactly because there are no probable cases, September was the highest that we have seen so far. And again, it's important to keep in mind we don't have the probable for other months. It was also pretty high for deaths. On average, we had 14 deaths every day. And a new trend that we are seeing is that most days have double-digit deaths. In September, there were only 7 days that did not. So that's a really unfortunate thing to watch, but that is a new trend that we're seeing.
And how are the counties doing? You know, during the weekdays, we tend to get updates on top five counties with the most new cases. What did you find in the month of September?
For county data, again, like Mary said, there, if you're looking at the data in September specifically, like September 11th through the 16th, you're going to see counties have massive, massive jumps, like going from maybe 10 cases every other day to like suddenly 400 cases in one day. So from a data perspective, there are a lot of outliers in these county numbers because there was that week where the state went back and started adding these tests that weren't counted before, the probable tests. And then Governor Hutchinson has also talked about in his press conferences a little bit about the late releases from private labs, which we had a huge dump of that in September. So you have these new cases today, but really they're not new cases. It's not 400 people testing positive today. It's 400 cases just now being announced. So overall, you know, the counties, it's hard to track. We have a solid idea for sure. So for instance, Washington County, Pulaski County, and Benton County had the highest number of new cases in September. And those three counties together represented about 29% of new cases in Arkansas. So a pretty substantial amount. And Washington County and Pulaski County alone had well over 1,000 cases in the month of September. And so as far as, you know, weekday trends, Mary might be able to talk a little bit more about this. I'm not sure, but it's been pretty common for, you know, the last couple of months that weekends kind of taper off and you see less coming out. And there's not a solid reason that I think we really could say for that, but we have kind of our own speculations about that.
Yeah, Katie's exactly right. Friday seems to be a pretty high point of the week. And then during the weekend, maybe it's a delay in testing, not having those resources to report them, but the weekend data seems to be lower. And then again, on Monday, things will start to even out and the week will be representative of other weeks.
And how are we looking with demographics? How have those been changing?
So demographics are increasing. This month, we saw a big jump in white ethnicity cases, which honestly isn't typical of other months. Other months, African-Americans or the Hispanic group will have a larger percent increase. But during September, the white group had over 13,000 new cases, and that was a 39% increase for the month. African-Americans were next up with 27% increase for the month. So it is important to keep in mind that these groups are not equal in population for the state of Arkansas. And so the disproportionate impact does still exist. The Pacific Islander group still remains the top to be most impacted. And at the end of September, about 20% of their entire population has been infected. And in comparison, only 2% of white population has been infected. So that is a vast difference. Thankfully, we have seen the numbers in the Pacific Islanders cases start to slow down. I'm not sure if that has to do with testing numbers or if there's another reason for that, but the data does show a little bit of slowing down in that group. As far as age goes, something to keep in mind and to keep an eye on is that the Arkansas Department of Health expanded on the age groups this month. So we went from 5 categories to 9 categories, and that expanded on the younger groups. We were interested in elementary school children and college aged adults. But really the, you know, the standout group is the 65 plus category. That remained the same. They did not expand that further. We do have 55 to 64 now, and that is the second highest group. This month in particular, or September in particular, the deaths for the 65-year-olds topped 1,000. So they now hold 74% of the deaths in Arkansas. And just in this one month, they increased by 78% for their deaths. So that's a really unfortunate trend to see, and I'm not sure if that will slow down.
So we've been talking about numbers that have been released from the state, but the White House has a task force that's been, you know, rating states as all across the country, not just Arkansas. But how has Arkansas fared in that ranking?
Arkansas is not doing too well nationally. We're actually considered in the red zone. In September, we've had 194 new cases per 100,000 population, compared to a national average of 93 new cases per 100,000. And that puts us in the 7th highest rate in the country. As far as test positivity, we are the 16th highest. And that's ranking in the yellow zone between 5% and 7.9%. And looking kind of at counties as a whole, and not as specifically, 68% of all counties in Arkansas have moderate or high levels of community transmission, and 28% have very, very high levels in the red zone of community transmission. So while it's hard to pinpoint certain numbers for certain counties this month, we do see an overall very, very high trend statewide, and nationally, Arkansas is pretty far up on the list, unfortunately.
I did forget to mention that we saw the first two deaths of anybody under age 24 this month. First on September 2nd, and the second one was on September 15th. So while the 65 age group is very impacted, you know, it is now reaching those younger age groups, and that's something to keep in mind as school continues on.
And I just wanted to add in, with all these changes in data, obviously Arkansas COVID, we're doing the best we can to, you know, transition with it and work through it. And with the issue of the new cases today, specifically, especially on a county level, to kind of work around that, we've started doing 7 and 10 day averages to give, you know, the public a better snapshot of what's actually happening throughout the state, rather than just rolling with that one number on its own.
Also, just one final thing. Again, in September, the governor decided to switch to weekly press conferences. I just want to say Arkansas COVID reports daily on Twitter, and all of the graphics are updated daily on the website as well.
That was U of A senior Mary Hennigan and graduate student Katie Sider. Both journalism students are Arkansas COVID interns. More data analysis is available at arkansascovid.com.